Sefer Mishle, Perek Dalid. We're going to see how, after an entire collection of various epithets, if you recall, Gena from the previous Prakim, or I should say primarily Perek Bit, Gena Perekim, where we have B'ni Toratiyah Tishkach, already introducing another speech of the father towards the son, and Perek Dalid is going to be a continuation thereof, Shim'u Banim Musar Av V'akshivu Ladat Bina. And we're going to see that there are going to be various ideas contained within this perek, and all the more so mishalim that are going to be further elaborated upon, primarily in perekei. So let's take a look at the three different ideas that are going to be presented in this perek. First, the father, who is also the sage, the teacher, is going to tell his children, to be very, on one hand, not only wary, but excited about learning the material, learning the chokhmah, which we already discussed is the musar, and that he's going to teach them. For after all, he's going to present it as musar that he has learned from his own forefathers. So that's going to be one. He's going to continue in Pasuk Yud by explaining to him how in order for him to remain consistent with his behavior, he also has to choose his peer group wisely. He has to be very careful with the people who are going to surround him. And then in the third section, he's going to speak about different aspects of Musar, which we're going to see are not only going to be relegated to his thought, but also to his speech, to his action, and to the basic choices that he's going to pursue. So let's take a look and see the beautiful description, which on one hand looks initially redundant, but now we're going to appreciate, has different words and ideas that we haven't mentioned beforehand. Shimu bani Musar av v'akshivu ladat bina. Ki lakach tov natati lachem torati al tazovu. He says, this is not only lekach tov, these are good messages that I have to give you. Don't leave them, don't forsake them. Ki ben hayiti la'avi, rak v'yachid lifnei imi. And this is a term that we're going to see will come up again at the end of Sefer Mishle, the fact that he was an only child, right? Yachid lifnei imi, which is interesting because, especially if it's Shlomo, it's hard to imagine. Gena, we know that he's not necessarily the only child to his mother, but as the crown prince, perhaps felt that way. I remember growing up, or I still feel this way sometimes, even though as one of eight children, we would always tell my parents that they did a great job because we each felt that we were like an only child, meaning the attention that's given. And the reason why he's presenting it this way is in order to show the child that the child is not only a continuation of the traditions beforehand, but he himself and learned, and look where I am, right? I am not only your father, but especially if we understand that he is Shlomo, says, look how well I did, right, with the information, with the Musar that was given to me by Avi and Imi. And we're going to see this idea recurring numerous times, how the parental guidance of both the father and the mother is going to be imperative. Vayoreni, and this is also a play on words, Vayoreni, and is both, obviously, Hora'ah, they have taught me, right, or he taught me, but it's also playing off of Avi V'imi of Horeni, right, they have been my Horim, right, they have taught me and parented me. Vayomer li yitmach dvarai libecha, shmor mitzvotai v'chye. He taught me and said, let these words, right, the words of my father. So by quoting his father to the son, this is what we do. Every Leil HaSeder, we re-ingrain in our children the lessons that have been inculcated from the previous generation. And observe my commandments and live. Now, Shmor Mitzvotai, here he's also going to try to teach the child, not only do you have this responsibility incumbent upon you as following the word of God, but especially as a young child. And we don't only keep mitzvot because that's what Hashem wants, but remember, Tati, Mami, and Hashem will be so proud of you. In other words, it really makes the parents happy. And this is an additional idea that is meant to encourage a child to keep mitzvot and certainly to be maral v'chulei, because we've already mentioned that what are the incentives that were mentioned until now? Number one, bitachon, security. Number two, arichut yamim, living a long life. Number three, nachat, right? It will make us very proud, right? The ga'ava. And that is important, so much so that Google did a study a few years ago and they recognize that if they would send out letters of commendation to the parents of their employees, now I just want you to put this in context, I'm talking about Google employees, so how old are they?
20s, 30s.
People in their 20s and 30s, that they recognize that if that was an incentive, they said, if you perform well, we are going to send letters to your parents, to 30-year-old parents, mm-hmm. telling them that they're doing a good job at work and they recognize a significant increase in productivity. Says something. And even for older children. Pasuka hey, kne chokhma kne bina, al tishkach ve'al tet mi'imrei fi. So you should acquire wisdom and understanding. Don't forget, don't stray from any of these words. Al tazveha v'tishmereka, ehaveha v'titreka. Don't forget or stray, don't forsake any of this. And we said that this could be alluding both to the words of the Torah, the words of Hora'ah. And once again, it's going to guard you. If you love it, ehaveha v'titreka. And he's encouraging him, don't just follow it because that's the parental rule. You're going to see that this is good for you. Love it. And it will also protect you. So this is very interesting because certainly at a young age, as we discussed, sometimes we fulfill things not because we understand them and not even because, oh yes, this is the will of God. But like we say to students sometimes, you have to follow this rule, not just because it's halacha, but that's the school rule, right? You want to stay here? This is what you have to do. So this is how he's starting to teach the child. Pasuk Zayin. Reshit chokhma kenei chokhma. The beginning of wisdom, meaning if you really want to be wise, is firstly the acquisition of wisdom. Now, what does he mean by this? As a matter of fact, I thought he said, Reshit Chachma Yirat Hashem. So he really is equating the two. If you want to be wise, what is stage number one? Kene Chokhma. Then you go out and you actually acquire it. This is something I always tell my children before, you know, a test. They say, oh, how are we going to remember so much material? So I said, it's one thing, and if the material is here in your head. It's another thing if it's in your heart. What is the success for someone to really remember ideas and to inculcate them for the long term? They have to go out and acquire it. Make it part of you, right? Internalize the messages. As some people are more audio-oriented or visually-oriented, but in the end, what the father, what the teacher is trying to encourage the child to do is make it a part of yourself. I don't want you to just see this as something that's going to go in one ear and out the other. And we know this also. It's not a matter of memorizing formulas. Make sure that you understand it. Salsaleha utromemeka techabdecha ki techabkena. And these are other words of affection, right? Even notice this term, salsaleha utromemecha. And if you are misalsil, you caress, you embrace it, again, then it will uplift you. It will honor you, particularly ki techabkena. When you embrace it, when you make it part of yourself, when you get excited about it, and that's why you may make fun of me sometimes, when I say, are you excited to learn? Why do I come into the Beit Midrash and ask you that? Because if you're excited, then what do I know? Then it doesn't make a difference what you're learning, but you'll internalize what you're learning. But if it's same old, what's going to happen over time? Oh yeah, I'm back here to learn. It's another day in the Beit Midrash. And then, okay, I learned something today. If it's going to stay part of you, then you have to be enthusiastic about it. It has to be something that you want to be involved in doing. And that's why he uses another beautiful term right afterwards. Titein l'roshcha l'vyatchen, ateret teferet timagenka. And we've already seen terms like this. And it's going to be grace upon your head. And it will give you a crown of splendor. And upon you as well, timagenka, and it will also protect you. Shmabni v'kachamarai v'yirbu lacha shnot chayim. Here, another idea that we've already seen before in Perek Bet. If you do this, if you listen to what I have to say, then you will live a long life. V'derach chokhma horiticha hidrachticha v'mad le'yosher. And these are the parts that I already mentioned, sometimes seem somewhat redundant. Anna, I will instruct you. Anna, I will teach you wisdom. I will also teach you what is considered yashar, what is considered fair. V'lechtecha lo yitzarta adecha v'im tarutz lo tekashel. I will lead you, and when you walk your steps, Anna will be very broad, right? Lo yitzarta adecha. You won't feel constricted. And this is also very interesting. Chazal speak about this when we talk about al tekra charut al halukot ela. Chirut, right? This is an idea Yana very much found in Sefer Mishlei that laws or instructions can very often seem very binding, but on the contrary, right, it's not charut. Don't feel that it's engraven upon your soul, again, or literally set in stone of the luchot, but chirut, it emancipates you. And those are the ideas that he wants to repeat here as well. Gena, not only will they not be constricted, but on the contrary, im tarutz, gena, they'll help you run without failing. Lo tikashel. Hachazek b'musar al tevif nitzreha kihi chayecha. And therefore, hold on to this, right? Don't let it go. Gena, guard it, because hi chayecha. This is your life, right? It's basically, we use this term even, right? Guard it with your life. Well, guard it because it is your life. Ba'orach rishayim al tavo v'al tasher b'derech ra'im. We've seen this before as well. So by following these paths, also don't follow those of the wicked. On the contrary, pra'ehu al tavor bo stay me'alav va'avor. And don't even pass on it. Sur me'ra, we always say, try to reject it as much as possible. And this way, avor, right? Just pass on anytime you see something negative. Ki lo yishnu im lo yariu v'nigzala shnatam im lo yachshilu ki lachamu lechem resha v'yayin chamasim yishtu. Because the wicked don't sleep and cannot sleep if they do not perform evil. In other words, what is he trying to tell him? Stay away from evil. Why? And Chazal put these psukim very often to talk about the devices of the Yetzirah. But the Yetzirah tells you what? The Yetzirah will very often say, oh, come on, just do this, say Lashon Hara, and just this one time. It's not even bad, right? As a matter of fact, you could probably justify why it's mutar in this time. And then what happens? It turns from an oreach, you know, from a guest into someone who stays in your house. And this is exactly what he means. Just stay far away from evil. And you have to remember, especially if we're speaking about stages of development in a young child, so everything is black and white. Stay away from that black. Don't even go there. Because what happens after a while is that it becomes habitual. So much so, and that's exactly what he wants to say here, ki lo yishnu im lo yariu. Because the evil people, they can't go to sleep unless they're doing evil. What does that mean? They're addicted to these iniquities. And as a matter of fact, if they're not being machshil others, v'nigzalash natam, then they can't go to sleep. And not only that, their staple, right? He uses this term even, lachamu lechem resha. Their staple of lechem is complete wickedness, and they drink dafka yayin chamasim, which appears throughout Tanakh, and is also a metaphor, a mashal, that is incorporated in various forms of literature, right? Yayin chamas, the grapes of wrath, and the idea of yayin of kaas. You have to remember that wine was used for poisoning, right, that with all the positive connotations of wine, the idea of wine of violence being used as well, people would not only trade for wine, and wine was used also in various issues of cheating people. And we're not going to get into all the issues of how wine, and scientifically as well, can alter the weight, then issues of viscosity. But let's take a look now at Pasuk Yudchet. Ba'orach tzadikim ko'or noga, holech v'or ad nechon hayom. Whereas the path of the tzaddikim ko'or noga is the light of the sun, right, is very bright. Holech v'or ad nechon hayom. And it grows brighter and brighter. Nechon hayom is midday, meaning notice the parallels, or I should say the contrast between people who pursue evil, who can't sleep, they're so addicted to evil, and people who pursue good and righteousness, what happens to them? Not only can they sleep well, but they can also enjoy the day, right? And they get brighter with the day. And by the way, these associations of what in art is called chiaro oscuro, I'm sure you've heard that term before, of the play of dark and light. Again, we find it in literature galore, especially Herman Melville, and the Moby Dick uses this. Very, very often, again, the light and the darkness, the idea of the good associated with the sun and the light, and the bad associated with the darkness of the night. And now as we end the perek, B'ni la'o derech rishaim kafela lo yadu b'mei kashelu. And these evil people, again, the way of the wicked is darkness. They don't even know what they're stumbling upon. Meaning it becomes so habitual that they can't even stop themselves. They don't even see. They don't even recognize that they're failing. B'ni lidvarai hakshiva lamarai hatasnecha. And therefore, he says again, be attentive, listen to what I have to say. Al yalizu meinacha sharmein b'toch levavecha. Don't be led astray at all. Again, guard them with your heart. Ki chayim hem lamotzehem olachol v'saro marpei. Because they are life to anyone who finds them, and they heal all flesh. Mikol mishmar netzor libecha ki mimenu totot chayim. More than anything, right? Guard this, because this is going to be the source of your life. Haser mimcha ikshut peh. This is what I mentioned in the beginning, that at the very end of this piska, this is his last speech. So it really is a perek composed of these three speeches, and each one beginning either Shemu Banim, here we said again Bini Lidvarai Hakshiva, and what does he want to end with? It's not enough to know this in your head. And that was the first part. Internalize it, make sure that it becomes part of you. What's his last idea? Make sure that it's not only B'toch HaLev. Make sure also, Mikol Mishmar Netzor Libecha Ki Mimenu Totot Chayim. Haser Mimcha Ikshut Peh. What else is he relating to? Anna, be careful, he says, remove yourself from the distortion of any mouth. Not only stay away from bad thoughts and bad habits, but bad speech. Ulzut Vatayim Harchek Mimecha. Again, stay far away from a perversity of speech. What else does he say be wary of here? Your thoughts, your speech. What's enecha? Let your eyes now. Gana loka, ahead, obviously, at good things. He's going to say it very clearly. V'af apecha yashiru negdecha. Keep your eyes straight, right? And let your eyes direct you. Which, by the way, alludes back to the mashal of the light, right? Stay with the good people, right? They know the way, they can see, they don't stumble. Lastly, pales magal raglecha, make sure that you also are going to be like a pales. We're going to see this word coming up again in the next parak. Gena, try to level yourself, right? We use that term today as well, a pales. Gena, the leveler, ma'agal raglecha, make sure that you stay stable on your feet. V'chod rachacha yikonu, that you are going to be established. Don't deviate neither to the right or to the left. And this way, you remove yourself from all evil. Perhaps this pasuk is another one that shows us when a child is very young, you can't start teaching them, okay, you know, there are some delicate situations. You don't start telling a child who's ready to cross the street, you don't even say to a five-year-old, do you say look both ways before crossing to a five-year-old? No. What do you tell a five-year-old? How? You don't cross the street unless you are holding on to an adult hand. Why? We don't trust that child to be able to measure, and we know this, also Piaget and Kohlbrenner, we already discussed. Again, we don't trust the child to be able to associate, okay, the velocity of the car and the distance, right? We know this, right? Children aren't able to process. So what do we say? We make things very clear. So don't start playing and saying, oh, the situation is okay. This one's not okay. No, just stay straight on the path. Here he's talking about his behavior. So we've seen not only the thoughts, but obviously the speech, and now the raglayim, the yadayim, again, his halicha, the behavior as well, that all has to be consistent with the torot, again, the horaot of the parents. And we're going to see how the next parak is going to build off of this one, use very similar terminology, but become a little more sophisticated already in parakeh.